Today's daf is Vachim, daf Yud Gimel. And we are on Yud Gimel, towards the top. We're in the middle of a conversation about trying to find the source for Ben Azai in the Mishnah. So Ben Azai, we know, added on Olah. So now, to put it all together, we have the Tanakama, who says in our parak that all karbanos that are shefta shalol lishmo are kasher velo alo lebailam l'shem chova. They didn't count except for Pesach and Chatos. Rabbi Elazar adds on even Asham. That's also included. Then we have shita number three. It depends, even if you have other karbanos l'shem Chatos and Pesach. That also is our psulim, right? Somehow the machshava is nitfas in the status of the animal, and the animal's considered a little chatas and pesach. So fundamentally, like shita number one, but different. Number four, it depends if you go up, it depends if you go down. If you shech l'shem namuch mehem, or l'shem gavoa mehem. So that was number four. And now we have number five, and that is ola. Right, if Ola is included in Chatas and Pesach and Ola. And then the question is, once you start having more, what's the exception, what's the rule? So now we have three that all Zvachim are kosher, but lo alabam shechofa, except for A, B, and C. So what's left in D? Right, we have Shlamim and we have Asham. Right, those are the two that are left. So it's interesting, it might be even more that are in the other categories. Anyway, but what was the source? So he said it turned out to be teamwork. Right, both Pesach and Chatas, just like they are Kachi Kachim, and they are Shaptash Lashman Apostles, so too I will bring in Ola. Both of them have a Tzad Kares. So the Gemara said on top of Yigim Om and Aleph, that does not bother Ben Azai. Why? Because each of the Krisos is in a different way, right? Chatas is for Chayve Krisos, and Pesach is, if I'm a Vatel Yasei, right, one of the two Aseis, Mila and Pesach. That if I don't take part in, I'm chayiv kares, so the krisos are not exactly the same, and therefore one doesn't have to say that they are a unique element that would differentiate that from asham. So the Gemara said from Ola. So the Gemara then says asham nami laisi. So why don't we bring an asham too, right? Because asham is also kachi kachim, and maybe shalol lishmo will be puzzle, right? Not based on the hekesh that we had before, kachatas ka'asham, right? Which Rabbi Eliezer was based on. No, just based on this limud. Asham nami laisi. So the Gemara says, from this binyan av, so asham parech, no, asham is unique. Ma'ala tzad ashava shebechkin yeshta betzibur, ki biyachid, by the other karbanos, by chatas and ola and pesach, the Gemara is clearly saying, so that they're all betzibur. Also, and there's never an asham betzibur. Never an asham betzibur. So again, ola, betzibur, that's plenty, right? All the carbon is musafin, every carbon tamid, right? The ola betzibur. And chatas betzibur, I'm sorry, many of the carbon is musaf are chatas also. Some are chatas, some are ola. But many chatos also that are betzibur. Pesach is the one that is a little more difficult to understand. What does it mean? Every single person has to bring a carbon pesach. Right, so what does that mean? That it's a carbon tzibur. So that's based on a Gemara in Yuma, and Rashi here quotes it: Pesach kari le carbon tzibur ki de'amran b'seder yoma mishum de'asi b'knufya. It comes in everybody together. Pesach, we had a Shabbos HaGadol shiur about this a couple of years ago, the nature of Pesach, but we had two different shiurim. One of them, we focused on this specific element. How much is it a carbon yachad? How much is it a carbon tzibur? Most carbonos, it's clear which one they are. Karbon Pesach has elements of both. Every single person, we mentioned a few days ago, every single person is the only karbon that every single person has to take part in and eat a kezias, and yet it's every single person. So it's even just that fact, it's yachid and it's tzibur. And this is the balance of the nature of the karbon, right? Tosfos and Maseches Yoma has a lashon, daf vav. Nehi de Pesach kiven de asi beknufya chashiv ke carbon tzibur, since it's ba beknufya. Beknufya means everybody gathered together. Chashiv ke carbon tzibur v'doches haShabbos v'satumah, and it has that element of carbon tzibur that is doches Shabbos. You can't bring a carbon yachid on Shabbos, Right? There's no, never kavua lazman, but this is, can be even bring it on Shabbos, is dochatuma, mikol makom, kivan. It's therefore it has that element of tzibur, kivan. Delav kol Yisrael maisu chad Pesach b'shutfis, since it's not that it's one Pesach that connects all Jews, but it's many different psachim, mahadrinon atahorim, you still try to get tahor, filu laman da'amar tuma heter hibikarbet tzibur, gomor haba b'shutfis. So again, Tosfos is trying to have this middle type of idea, that it's a little bit Sibur, a little Yachid. If you look in the Stipler, in Sanhedrin, in Simon Tess. Gam in Pesach could carbon Sibur mamish nechshav. Even if it's nechshav carbon Sibur, mikol makom, ein ze elim kein rova Sibur. O rova koanim temeim. To call Pesach, u Pesach, bifnei atzmo, carbon yachud hu. Verak behit starev kolapsachim kulam. O rubam, nikra kol biyachad carbon Sibur. She bichlalam, hin carbon shall call hatzibur. So again, trying to come up with this middle ground. It has elements of Yachid, it has elements of Tzibur. That is what Karban Pesach is about, right? And one final source, the Zer Avram, right? The Rav Avram Loftir, and Rav Menachem Zembas, those letters, remember, it's the son-in-law of the Meshech Chachma. So he also discusses, interestingly also, that the source, one of the sources, for Shlucha Shalom Kemoso and Shas is by Karban Pesach. We know the beginning of Second Parak of Kiddushin. V'shachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael ben Arbayim. We learn that from there, Shlucha Shalom Kemoso. Isn't it interesting that that's the source for Shlichus in Kol HaTorah Kula? This Karban that on the one hand, it belongs to every individual Jew, and yet the Kohanim are stand-ins for them. Said the Zer Avram a Chiddush Gadol. This is really Rabbi Nachum Zemba. Rabbi Nachum Zemba's letter to the Zer Avram. V'hayanira mitoch l'shono. He says, the yesh chov atzibur b'tmidinu musafin v'haynu. Shekol atzibur b'yachen mevi'in karban echad. Ken yesh chov atzibur b'pesach. Shekol atzibur yaviu pesach. On the one hand, it's a karban tzibur. The entire tzibur has to bring it. V'od yesh b'pesach yeser alze chovas kol yachid. In every karban pesach is a double status. So Karban Pesach Karban Yachid, but he quotes an afkamina. Kedeshi yikayim achila umikom makom lo matzidu sheyichiv lahavi Pesach echad l'chol atzibur biyachad. You don't have any. What's a carbon tzibur? One carbon for each and for everybody. That's a carbon tzibur. So what's going on here? It's niftar, says Rabbi Nachum Zemba. Rabbi Nachum, again, one of the gedolim was killed in the Shoah. Hashem yikom damo. But you really, there's a conceptual chovas atzibur for a carbon tzibur. But it's just that every single person brings their own. So you don't have to. You don't have to bring one on behalf of all the tzibur because everybody's yotzi, their carbon tzibur tzad of it with their carbon that they bring for themselves. V'lo matzinu sheyichiv lahavi pesach echad l'chol atzibur biyachad levad apsachim shemevi'in kol echad v'echad mishum tekivan de pesach asi b'knufya havi kamo carbon tzibur, as we just said, yotze de tzibur bazeh u'bepesach tzibur l'chudei lo yatsu. And you can't just bring one on behalf of everybody. Shehara yeshchiv miyuchal l'kai mitzvah achila tebechiv ha'yachid ha'achila ma'akva. And that's what the Mechilta says. De'im ein lahem rak pesach. What if you only have one? What if you have one animal? Bring it as a carbon tzibur. If you only have one animal, azay yishchiyev mitzad chovas atzibur v'chovas atzibur miskayim af b'li achila k'chol karbon atzibur de'en achila ma'akva v'inei zechadash l'maod shehechovas atzibur b'pesach. It's a chiddush, but this is what the suggestion is. And then he must have written this before Pesach because he ends the letter yachug chag haPesach b'ditzus v'chulu menachem. But that's the letter that he wrote. Does it have a date here? It's all the way back to the beginning of Simon Dalid. Just he says Poe, Prague. So the Zer Avram says it has these double Lashonos. So again, that's why Pesach, you could be a little flexible. If you need it to be a Tzibur, it's a Karban Tzibur. If you need it to be a Yachid, it's a Karban Yachid. That's the double Lashon. Okay, so that is the first point the Gemara makes, that Asham is different because you have this element that's nowhere in the world of Tzibur, and that's why Asham is not included, even if you want to include Ola. V'ibayaseima, just finishing up, then I'll get back to something I forgot, I just remembered yesterday. V'ibayaseima tzad kares nami parach, or maybe tzad kares would be a problem. Right, going back to the earlier question, how could you include Ola? Doesn't Chatas and Pesach have something unique? Chatas and Pesach have something unique that Ola doesn't have, Kares. So first we said he's not bothered by that because each of the Krisus is different. Or maybe he would be bothered by the Kares, even though they're different. They're both in the same world, and therefore that would be a problem. Ubenazai Gemara Gamrila, and Benazai though he has a Mesorah. He has a Mesorah Gemara Gamrila from the 72 Zakenim. That's exactly what the Mishnah said, right? And therefore, he's not bothered because the Mesorah overrides any type of problem. V'hadde ka'ama Rav Huna kavachomer. I, Rav Huna, said kavachomer. Why do you say kavachomer if it's just a Mesorah? Right? Mesorah means it's not based on your logic. Kavachomer means it's based on your logic. So lo, amra, ela l'chadid batamidav. He just said it to keep his students sharp. Sometimes a Rebbe will say something, even though he knows it's a little misleading, just to see if the students are aware, the students are still focused. And the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Tamei Torah. The Rambam quotes this in Perek Dalet, where the Rambam there discusses the relationship between the Rebbe and the Talmud. And again, it's amazing that even just from the Torah itself, the Har has been made by many. The Torah doesn't say anywhere, you have a chiyuv to learn Torah. Doesn't say that anywhere. Right, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is formulated as a chiyuv of teaching Torah. V'shinatam levanecha. That's the chiyuv. In Yehoshua, we have v'yagisa bo yom v'alayla. But in the Torah, we don't have it. In the Torah, we only have it formulated as a Rebbe Talmud. Why is that? So various suggestions given. Some suggest that the highest level of learning is when you're able to teach it. Right, if we have to teach something, then we know it much better. Right, there are some that give the daf once a week. They know those daf much better. Right? Why? Because they have to teach it. If I have to teach it, I have to know it. Sometimes a Rebbe will ask a student, you got it? And the student will say, yes. And he'll say, okay, say it to me. He's like, no. Right? Because that's a higher level. I don't really got it like that. But that's the idea. That's the Rashi, I think we've quoted in the past. Rashi, the first parak of Brachas. Rashi, Brachas Davav. Right? That Rashi quotes that Igra Tekala Riata, right? The Igra of running to a shear is the running towards it. Because Rashi says, many times you don't understand it enough when you're there to repeat it l'achar zman. That's Rashi's litmus test. What do you mean? Just say you didn't learn it. You did learn it, but you didn't learn it enough to repeat a lachar zman. Right? So that's why a lot of the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah is not just about learning Torah. He has plenty about learning Torah, but a lot of it is about teaching. In the Perek Dalet, he talks a lot about the relationship between the Rebbe and the Talmud. What does the Rebbe look for in a Talmud? What does the Talmud look for in a Rebbe? Right? Ein l'malam din divrei Torah elo Talmud hagun no abemaisav o l'tam. Right? But if he's going lo tova, first machzir nos l'mutav, first help change his behavior, and then start teaching him Torah. So that's what it, and how does what is the structure of a Rebbe in a Talmud? And then the Talmud lo yehi haTalmud bosh mechaverav shalom de b'pam rishon o shniya. A student shouldn't be embarrassed. Right? Lo habayshan lamed, as the Mishnah says. V'hu lo lamed alachar kama pa'amim. Right? Even if it takes me longer, I shouldn't be embarrassed. Shim nizbayish midavar zeh, nimsa nichnas v'yosu lebeis ha-medrash, v'hu'eno lo miklum. If I don't ask any questions, I'm not going to learn anything. L'fichah rabar chamar yishonim, ena bayishan lamed, v'lo kapten malamed. B'medra mamur, b'zman shalo yivino talmidim adavar mipnei umko, o mipnei daitan shehi kitzara. Right, that's only where this is true. Avalim nikar l'rav shehin misrashlin b'divrei Torah. If they don't understand, the Talmud should keep asking. The Talmud ever be prayed to the 400 times. It's not because he didn't try hard. He tried plenty hard. If the Rebbe sees it's because they're being lazy, then he has to show them. You're not, doing, you have to work harder. Chayav lirgos aleim. Right, a little bit. You have to know also exactly the generation we live in. Ubin yinzeam rechachamim zrok maravit talmidim. Lafichach, the chulu, and he continues. Ein roi, and that's why, ein roi l'rav, also an interesting halacha, whether, again, the post can discuss bizvan hazeh, ein roi l'rav l'inho kalas rosh b'fnei talmidim. V'lo l'schok b'fneihem. V'lo lecho v'lishto simahem. Kedei shetehe emasu aleihem v'yomudu mimenu b'mheira. I'm going to quote this idea. Some might say that Bizman HaZeh, where the Rebbe Talmud relationship needs to be, invisible line. There has to be an invisible line between the Rebbe and the Talmidim, that's for sure, to keep the relationship. But on the other hand, Bizman HaZeh, you know, that we live in a generation where the Rebbe has to be somewhat of close to the Talmidim, right? More of the Ahava and then the Yira, more of the Yamin Mekareves than the Smol Dochek. So again, one has to know exactly how to apply these halachas. Again, as we mentioned often, sometimes the message of the halacha is the same. That never changes. but it's the application of the new halacha. And again, like the Ramah that we always like to quote, the Ramah that says you can't give somebody bread if you know he's not going to wash, because it's lifted evil lasiti mitchol. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says 500 years later, today the halacha, the yisod of the halacha is the same. You have to bring them close to Hashem. But the application of the halacha is different. Today you have to give them the bread. Today if you don't give them the bread, it's lifted evil. There's not an isser per se of giving bread. This is a per se of giving bread if it's lifnei iver. So in a generation where not giving the bread is lifnei iver, then that's what you say. If it's giving bread, that's what you say. It's not chas v'shalom. That's like, in the olden days, driving to shul was usur. No, you can't change that. Chas v'shalom. It's just that if there's an action that per se is not usur or mutter, the question is, what does this action represent? Does it actually represent bringing somebody closer to God or bringing somebody further from God? That's the lifnei iver. So here too, right, a Rebbe eating or drinking with his Talmidim, right, is that an isser, an avera, or a mitzvah per se? No. So you have to know based on context. If it's a situation where doing that would be lowering the Rebbe's, what his position in the eyes of the students, then it would be inappropriate. Right? And in a certain context, the Rebbe going out with the students, in a certain context, maybe that would be inappropriate. But if it's a way where the Rebbe's getting lunch with the Talmidim and he's going to be able to schmooze with the Talmidim, that would be a good thing. So again, you have to know, when there's an act per se that's a mitzvah naveira, or there are actions or that pointed various directions, then we have to know. We have to use our head and speak to our advisors and leaders to know exactly what the context is. So this is all background for the next halacha. The next halacha, the Rambam says here, Perek Dalet, halacha vav, various other behaviors. You shouldn't ask Rebbe a question, right? Like before he takes his coat off, right? It gets into the base medrash. And shalom as a rav, she comes to the base medrash, she tishyashi die to olav. Let him get settled. Vein atalmid shol, she comes as she yishiv yenuach. Vein shol and shalim ke'echad. Vein shol as a rav, me inyan acher, ela me osu inyan shein oskin bo. The Rav could trick a student or do unusual things in order to keep them sharp. He could play games with them. He could do other riddles with them. The Rebbe could ask the student things that they're not focusing on right now. But the Rebbe can't ask, the Talmud can't ask the Rebbe that. Right? So that's the part of the behaviors between the Talmud and the Rebbe. And that's why Rav Huna here said the Kal V'Chomer, even though it was really from a Mesorah. Again, the Gemara says the Lashon of Gemara Gamer Law. Rashi doesn't say it here, but elsewhere, sometimes Rashi and Tosfos both say Gemara Gamer Law means Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Does not say those words here. Rashi or Tosfos both do not comment, but that's what they say often. That is not something that's Mukhrich, though, as the Netziv points out. The Netziv in the Kidmas HaEmek, in the Adama to the Shiltos, he says he thinks the Rambam does not interpret Gemara Gamer Law as Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, being that the Rambam lists off the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai's. He lists them off in the Hakdamah to Pirsha Mishnayis, and he does not have many that we seem to say are halacha Moshe Misinais. A. And B, the Rambam says, part of the definition of a halacha Moshe Misinai is that there's never a machlokas about a halacha Moshe Misinai. Right, the Rambam's the first two categories of Torah Sheval Peh, two of the five that he mentions there in the Hakdamah to Pirsha Mishnah, two of the five, Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, and halacha Moshe Misinai, those two categories, what bind them is that there's never a machlokas. What the difference between them? We've discussed that, not for now. But both don't have a machlokas. But there seem to be many machlokas about halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Netziv says, well, a lot of them are knocked off by saying that words Gemara Gamer Law don't mean halacha Moshe Misinai. So that helps for the Rambam on both counts. They're not listed there, and also there's going to be a machlokas about them. Right? And that's maybe Tsroros at the beginning of Baba Kama, and which is a machlokas, and another context. Okay, I wanted to get back to mitzvahs when you sleep, which I mentioned that we would come back to, but I guess maybe let's just continue the daf, and we'll see at the end whether there's more time for it. If not, we'll have to get back to it at another point. Bringing a carbon when a person is sleepy, that'll come up again if we don't get back to it today. Okay, says the Mishnah. Says the next Mishnah here in Masechet Zvachim. Again, this whole parak is all about Shalol Lishma. So this Mishnah we had already quoted earlier, at least part of it, in the context of trying to figure out, back on Daf Beis, what's the source that stumble Lishma by Karbanos? So we quoted this Mishnah already then as a potential raya, and we rejected it. So what does the Mishnah say? HaPesach v'achazah sheshachton shelo lishman. If I shechtu kaparon on a Pesach shelo lishman, kibal zacholach v'zark shelo lishman, or I do any of the avodos. Right, the Mishnah says any of the dalat avodos, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, any one of them. If I do shelo lishma, that ruins the karban. And not only if I do shelo lishma, even if I do it chetzi chetzi, o lishman v'shelo lishman, o shelo lishman v'lishman psulin. If anywhere in the avoda I have a shelo lishma thought, then it ruins it. Ketzah, so what does that mean? How do you do that? Ketzah lishman v'shalol lishman. What's an example of lishma and shalol lishma? L'shem Pesach, good. L'shem Shlomim, bad. Right? That's when, by a Karban Pesach, that's what you think. That ruins it. Shalol lishman v'lishman, l'shem Shlomim, l'shem Pesach. Also the opposite. And even partial shalol lishma is a problem. Right? We don't say this relates to the Briska Rav's Chakira that we mentioned back on Daf Beis, back on Daf Gimel. Is shalol lishma a posel or just a lack of something? So if you say it's just a lack of, then you might say that these shouldn't be a problem. Because if shalol lishma is just a lack of, but here you also have lishma. So you don't lack it. Unless you have to have it in all, and it's considered a lack. Probably, you know, what this more points to is that shalol lishma is a posel. And therefore, if it's a posel, so that's why it ruins it, even if you have the good machshava also. It's not just the having the lack of, right? It's a posel, and therefore, it would be a problem even if you only have it in partial. The Tiferes Yisrael also here discusses this Mishnah. He discusses what the chiddush is. Even though l'shem shlomo l'shem pesach, the Tiferes Yisrael says, right? What's the chiddush of dafka? The Mishnah gives this example about a pesach thinking about shlomim. Why not pesach thinking about chatas? Right? Why that's what says the Tiferes Yisrael? Because you might have said that this is less of a problem because we know a pesach has an affinity with shlomim, and the whole year it's a shlomim. So you might have thought that that doesn't ruin it as much. Kamash Malan, that is still a problem. That's the Chiddush adds in the Tiferet Yisrael. Afilu b'shachar ha-pesach l'shem shlomim. Debat buksehu. That's a lush that the Gemara uses elsewhere. It's in the same group. Sorry, Pesach b'chol yamos ha-shana shlomim hu afilu hachi mechashiv shlo lishma. It's so called shlo lishma. By the way, Tiferet Yisrael, if you want to just, if you haven't looked at it, if you have some time over Shabbos or any other time on the bus, on a train, the Tiferet Yisrael has a beautiful psicha to Seder Kodshim. In the beginning of Zvachim, about 10 pages called Chomer Bakodesh, going through all of the basic ABCs of Zvachim and Kachim. And the more Hakdamas that we read about this, the more the nitty-gritty details will solidify in our brain. There he goes through Perak Aleph, Miyim Shirem Liavoda, Perak Beis, you know, all the details, what they are. The Rambam also, the beginning of his Pirush Mishnayos on Kachim. But the Tiferes Yisrael is also in the Chomer Bakodesh. Okay, so that's the chiddush of this Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues, Shazevach Nifsal Barba Advarim, and of course a carbon is Nifsal in any of the four avodos, Beshchita, Ubekibol, Ubehiluch, Ubezrika. Machshava Shelo Lishma, and any of them ruin it. Rabbi Shimon Machshir Behiluch. Rabbi Shimon says, a Machshava Shelo Lishma during Holacha, the third avoda, does not ruin it. Why? Because it's an avoda that you don't need to do. Shahaya Omer, I efshar shelo b'shchita, v'shelo b'kabbalah, v'shelo b'zrika. Right? It's impossible not to do one of those three avodas. Aval efshar below hiluch, shochi b'sad ha-mizbeach v'zorek. But hiluch, you can just stand next to the mizbeach and do the shchita, the north side. So you wouldn't need halacha there. So therefore, even if you, in a case where you do have halacha, doesn't ruin it. Machshava shol lishma during halacha does not ruin it. That's Rabbi Shimon's shita. There is like a little question about the Rambam, what the Rambam paskins, because the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnah say, according to the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Shimon, an avoda that is efshel avatel, ishma avoda. That's what it sounds like from the Tanakhama. Even if you could be mevatel it, it's shma avoda when you do it. That's what he says in the Pirush Mishnayos here. In Psulei HaMukdashim, he gives off different impressions. If you look in Perak Aleph Hilchot Psulei HaMukdashim, the notes that Kalim discuss what exactly is the Rambam's sheet. Okay, well, who does he paskin like? Next, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Hamahalik b'makom shu tzarach lahalik machshava poselas, b'makom sheino tzarach lahalikim machshava poselas." A middle shita. If it's a halacha that you need to do in this circumstance, meaning walking directly from the place where you shechted it to the Mizbeach, so then during that time, a halacha shalol lishmo would ruin it. But if what it's a, if something that you don't need, what if you do a long cut? Instead of going straight to the Mizbeach, you take a long way around with an arch. So that's a halacha she'eino tzarech, so then that would not possible in that case. But again, the Gemara will talk about, that's just, again, one shot of the line. We'll see in the Gemara what exactly he's talking about. The Mikdash David also here has an interesting comment, and he says, we know the Karban Chatas, Kachi Kachim, has to be shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach. So what does that mean, that halacha, you don't need a halacha? How could you reach, you have to do the Zrika on all four corners. So don't you have to be molech then? So even if you shechted on the one next to one corner, isn't that still halacha? You always need halacha by certain karbanas, by kachi kach, by chatos, right? So what is the Gemara talking about? What's the Gemara talking about? That's what the Mikdash Dov is comment in Simon Hay. V'yavagav de bechatos chit sonios dinitan al karanas amizbeach gam kiniko halacha shazorach leho lechadam l'rosho shalom izbeach litin al karanos tzorach lomar. There is a way that you don't need it. There's a way that you don't need it.
We're
going to have a mishnah later on in this mesechta about that, whether that's kosher or not. But if you shecht on top, maybe in that way you would be able to do it without halacha, because maybe what about walking around on top of the mizbeach? Maybe that's not called halacha. Halacha is only when you walk around on the floor of the Azara. Walking around on top of the Mizbeach, that's not called halacha. Even though Ve'avagav l'chadchila ain l'shchot b'rosho shel Mizbeach, like Tosfos says later on, we'll have on daf nun ches, tzorach lomar dekivan deleka iser d'oraisa bazeh chashiv efshar b'li halacha. Right, so that is the, in this case. He has that possibility. Okay, he also says maybe because b'di'eved only one zrika is ma'akev, it's also considered Efshar Levatel. Because even if you stand next to one corner to do one, we will learn this also later on. Bidi Eved, all you need is one, right? According to Beis Hillel, as we'll have later on. Good. Says the Mikdash Dov's comment. Weiter. Says the Gemara, the Kabbalah mi Pasla. The Kabbalah, is it really Pasla? A Malchava Shalol Lishma during Kabbalah, Batanya, but then we learn in the Brisa, the Ikrivu is that Kabbalah Sadam. Ata Omer Kabbalah Sadam, Oinu El Azrika. What does the Ikrivu mean? It just means bring close. So which avod is that referring to? Is it Kabbalah? Because it's talking about after Shrita, is it Zrika? Kshu Omer Vizarko are Zrika Amur. It says Zrika Beferish. Ha Mani Makayim the Ikrivu zu Kabbalah Sadam. So the Ikrivu means Kabbalah. B'nei Ha'aron HaKohanim, Shetehip HaKohen Kasher, U'Bekli Sharis. What does that mean? It has to be with a Kohen Kasher, right? It has to be someone, right? Allah Fuke Rashi says, Chalolim and Baalim Mumin. A Chalol is not a Kohen at all. Interesting, Rashi puts those together. A Baal Mum is a Kohen, he can eat, he just can't do the Avodah. But regarding this, they're the same. Regarding for this. So that's what Kohen Kasher excludes, U'Bekli Sharis. What's Kli Sharis? So we would have said Kli Sharis means Kli Sharis. Rashi says Kli Sharis here means wearing all the big day kahuna. Right? That's something that Beis Hashem will have to get back to next week. Right? On Daf Yud Zayin. Right? The sugya of big day kahuna. Bizman she big dayim aleim, kunasam aleim. Right? Daf Yud Zayin, Yud Ches. Right? Rashi quotes it here. But we'll get back to that. So that's what Bnei Aaron HaKohanim teach me. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Minayin l'kabbalah shlote ela b'kohen kasher v'kli sharis. How do I know that Rabbi Akiva holds that Kabbalah also needs this? Namar kan b'nei Aaron v'namar l'alon eila shmos b'nei Aaron HaKohanim ha-mishuchim. Ma'la halan b'kohen kasher v'kli sharis. Afkan b'kohen kasher v'kli sharis. Right? I also by Kabbalah. Not only by Zrika, but also by Kabbalah. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Let's finish the whole brisa and then we'll get to the question. Akapeach es banai. Right, literally, I will cut down my sons. It's just a lashon of a shvua. Im lo shamati lahafchin hefresh bin Kabbalah lezrika. I once heard that there's a difference between Kabbalah and Zrika. Ve'en li lefarish. I don't remember the difference. Misvara. What would be the difference between Kabbalah and Zrika? Amar Rabbi Akiva. Ani afarish. Right. I'll explain to you what the difference is between the two. There's halachic differences between Kabbalah and Zrika. Kabbalah lo asa ba machshava kemaisa. Kabbalah, they didn't make machshava kemaisa. As we'll see, what does this mean? So we think maybe it means, right, machshava shalol lishma. Right, by Kabbalah, right, machshava does not post shalol lishma. Right, zrika asava machshava kamaisa. Kabbalah, kiblu bachutz, eino chayav kares. A Kabbalah is not a violation of shchutei chutz. Only shchita and zrika. and Haktara, as we'll get to Hashem in the end of the Masechta. Kabbalah b'chutz in a chayiv karis. Zarku b'chutz onesh karis. If you do zrika b'chutz, that's a chayiv karis. Kiblu psulin in chayavan alav. Psulin or makabel, not chayiv. Zarku psulim chayavan alav. So, that's where Rabbi Kiva says these differences. Amalo Rabbi Tarfin, ha'avodah. He's very emotional today. Right, first he says, I'll kill my kids. Now he's like, avodah, I swear. Ata yit yaminu smol. Or the shita as in a line. Wow, don't turn left or right. It's exactly what I heard. Ani shamati ve'elim lefarish, ata dorish umaskim l'shmua b'lashon hazeh. Exactly. Amalo Akiva, kalaparish b'mchal kaparish b'mechayef. If anybody leaves your Torah, it's like leaving life. Right? Eitz chayim yil machazik ba. So that's how we have a kasha, right? This whole discussion, Rabbi Kiva said, by Kabbalah, Machshava doesn't ruin it. So why we had earlier Brisa said, we seem to say that Shalol Lishma is a problem by Kabbalah. So Amar Rava lo kasha, Kama Machshavas Pigul, Kama Machshavas Shalol Lishma. A Pigul thought, that does not ruin it. Even though Pigul is a more serious thought, right? Pigul creates Karis. But regarding Kabbalah, Pigul doesn't ruin it. A Pigul thought. But a Shalol Lishma thought, right, that ruins it by Kabbalah. Dekanami, and I'll prove to you, Diktani, Shazevach Nifsal, Veloktani Mispagel. Shvamina, our Mishnah says that the Zevach is Nifsal with four and four Avodos. It doesn't say that the Zevach is Mispagel and four Avodos. So that's the Raya that there's a difference. So interesting, why should that be? Right? It's based on Psukim. If Pigul is a more Chamer thought, maybe that's the point. Pigul is a more, very much more stringent, but only when it's there. But it's harder to do. Pigul only has to do with certain avodos, certain achilas hamizbeach, achilas ha'adam, as we'll see. So, but that's the chiluk by Kabbalah. Shchut echutz also is a great topic to talk about. We discussed it in the parsha shir last week. One remembers Rav Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer in Parshas Achremos. What's the message of shchut echutz? Says Rav Yosef Nechemya. Hidden in here is a great Moser Haskel. Kalul bazeh Moser Haskel mimenu yomod ha'adam. Right, what's the message? What's Shchut Echutz? You take potential and you abuse it. And you misuse it. And you throw it away. You have a carbon that could be a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and what do? You just shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Says, what's the message? All of us have talents. All of us have dvarim that can be used for kedusha, and when we don't use our talents for kedusha, we violate shchut echutz. We violate taking something kadosh and using it outside. Mi asher chananu Hashem biyitron das v'hechsher chachma o ba'osher ugvura, any skill, any talent, yada ki kochos elu kedoshim heim leilokav lo yishtamish ben bilti l'Hashem levado. We have to use it for Hashem. If we don't bring it to the Ohel Moed, lasos v'em nachas ruach liyotzro, rak yishtamish v'em lesov chayil al yadam b'kinyon yolam hevel, ad demyono mamish kishochi kachem b'chutz. And he quotes other messages, and he says that's why it says chukas olam tiezos lahem l'dorosam. It's forever, it's for generations. Right? We have to, in our lives, we have to bring a lot of karbanos. We have to bring a lot of karbanos. Right? Using our talents to serve Hashem is our form of a karban. Right, and when we use it outside, that's shchut echutz. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, "Umachshavas pigol apostle b'kabbalah." Is that really true? A machshava during Kabbalah of pigol does not ruin it. Vatanya, we have another brisa. Yocholote machshavas machshava mu'elas ela bezrika bilvad. You might think that a problematic machshava only affects zrika. Only is a problem during zrika. Minan l'rabo shchita v'kabbalah. Tamalomer vim heachel yachel mibsar zevach shlamav pigol hulo yiratze bidvarim hamivim lidei achila hakasim medaber. Right, that the context of the source of pigol is by shlamim, and you have the double lashon of heachel yeachel, and that's how you know it includes even shchita, because shchita brings mevi lidei achila. Yochol shanimar be'af shvicha shirayim b'haktaras, and that includes shchita and kabbalah. How do I know? I might even think to include shvicha shirayim, where you pour over the leftover blood after you did the avoda to the yisod of the mizbeach, or haktaras emurim, tamalomar, bayom ashri shlishi lo yiratzeh, hamakriv oso lo yechashev. Quote, zrika bechlal haisa, v'lama yatzis, why do you have to mention zrika again? Because yiratzeh is a lashon of zrika, because yiratzeh means atonement. Why do you have to repeat that explicitly if we already learned that out? V'lama yatzis, lahakesh eleha, lomar lacha mazrika miyuchedes, shehi avoda, Uma'akeves kapara. Avkol avodah uma'akeves kapara. Pig or thought is only going to be a problem when it's an avoda that's ma'akev. Yotzu shvicha shirayim v'akhtaras imurim. Shvicha shirayim v'akhtaras imurim, she'im akvenes ha-kapara. They're not ma'akev the kapara, and therefore they're not included. But what do you see from the brisa? Shvicha shirayim is not included. V'akhtaras imurim not included, but Kabbalah is included. Kasha, right, remember also the Chakira we had a few weeks ago, a week or two ago, about Akhtaras Imurim, also from the Zer Avram, that it could be that Akhtaras Imurim, Shvicha Shirayim, it even loses its status of a separate carbon at that time. It might even be that all Akhtaras Imurim is a din klali, to be makter the Imurin. That's why it might be different. That's why it might not be ma'akev. Right, again, we'll have to talk about Shvicha Shirayim, because there is a Tana, we'll get to later on in the Masechta, that holds Shvicha Shirayim is ma'akev. So there's a Tana, so what, maybe they're arguing about whether it still has the essence of the carbon or not, maybe, or something else. Again, that's Shvicha Shirayim and Akhtaras Imurin. But either way, for our purposes, you see that it is a problem. Says the, it's a stira. So, ve'ela lokasha. Says the Gemara now, turning over, lokasha is not a problem. Ha da omar hareni shochet amanas lachabal dama lamachar. No, Kabbalah is involved, but where is it? So the case that's kosher, that pigvel is not a problem, is where you shechted amanas to do Kabbalah sadam lamachar. That's not a problem. Shchita l'shem Kabbalah. Ha da omar hareni mekabal dama amanas lishbach shirayim lamachar. That is a problem. A machshavas pigel during Kabbalah is a problem. A machshavas pigel about Kabbalah is not a problem. And again, we had a machlokas we showed him earlier. We'll have to see how this gemara fits in. Whether pigel is even about during all the avodas or not. So it seems like pretty clear from the gemara what it is. Okay. Fine. We continue. Right? Rashi says, klolo de milsa, debinan machshava b'shas avoda al dvar achilas adam olam izbeach. Pigel is when you think during an avoda about Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach. So what does that include? Achilas Adam is a person eating it. Achilas Mizbeach is either Haktaras Emurim or Zrika. Right? That's something that the carb, the Mizbeach eats, so to speak. The Mizbeach consumes. That's a better word, better translation of Achila in this context. Period. Omle meahu mirabanan. L'rava v'shvichas shvayim Haktaras Emurim l'paslu b'hu machshava. What if you have a problematic thought during these semi-avodos? Machshava does not pasul v'yatznan, but v'atanya, the brisa says, loch yochol lo te machshava mo elas ela b'achilas basar. Minayin l'rabos, shvicha shirayim v'akhtaras imurim, had no even include that, tamalomar, v'im heyachol yechel, right, double lashon, b'shte achilas, akasim medaber, achaz achilas adam achilas mizbeach. So isn't shvicha shirayim, isn't that included in achilas mizbeach? Right, so the Gemara answers Lokasha again. Hada Amar Hareini Zorek Almanas Lishpok Shirayim Lamachar. Right, that's puzzle. Right, Zrika L'Shem Shvicha Shirayim. The Hada Amar Hareini Shofech Almanas L'Haktar Emurim Lamachar. Right, having only in those avodos Shvicha Shirayim Almanas L'Haktar Emurim. That's not good because that's not during an avoda L'Shem Achilas Adam Achilas Mizbeach. Right, and that's why that does not work. The Menachas Chinuch wonders, what about Choshev during one Zrika, Amanas to be Zorek the other one, Bachus Lazmano? Right, is that going to be any different? Okay, period, next sugya. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Bered Rabbi Chia. Shamati. I heard, Shetfilas Etzba Mefagelas Machatas Pnimis. It's the Shin Mekubetas here takes out the word Pnimis, right, Chatas. We know by a carbon Chatas, right, the Kohen, by other Zrikos, let's say it this way, by other Zrikos, the Kohen does not have to take the blood out of the Kli Shareis. He takes the Kli Shareis that he caught the blood in by Kabbalah, he takes it and he just throws it, he tosses the blood from the cup, from the Kli Shareis onto the Mizbeach, wherever he's supposed to toss it. But by Chatas, you need Tfilas Etzba. He has to stick his finger in, and then he dabs it. And he tosses it from his finger. Right, we're familiar with that from Yom Kippur, from the Chatos Pnimios. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata, achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim. Right, all of that is the finger. So sticking the finger in is needed by Chatos. So what happens if during Zrika, Almanas, Lahaktir, that could be Pigel. What about during the sticking the finger in? Right, so is that also Mifagel? That means if you have a Pigel thought during that, does that ruin it? Shama Ilfa, where we know Ilfa, right? Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan from Tainus, Daf Chaf Aleph. Shama Ilfa, Amra Kame Durapada. So he says in front of Barpada, and Barpada says, Omar, Chom Lamanu Pigol Elam Yishlamim. Pigol is learned that from Shlamim. Ma Shlamim ain't Tfilas Etzba Mefagelas Ben. Just like Shlamim, Tfilas Etzba is not Mefaga. Why? Because you don't have to do Tfilas Etzba by Pigol. By Shlamim, Afchadas ain't Tfilas Etzba Mefagelas Bohen. So too Chatas. So just like by Shlamim, it's not going to be a problem because it doesn't exist. So too by Chatas, it's not going to be a problem, even though it does exist. Says the Gemara, V'chi mihakol mishlamim lamdu. What everything exactly has to be like Shlamim? Ima Shlamim shlo lishman emotzi b'dei pigol. Afchadas shlo lishman emotzi b'dei pigol. So why don't you compare it in this way? Just like by Shlamim, shlo lishman ina motzi b'dei pigol. What does that mean? We mentioned once earlier, the Mishnah later on says that a carbon is only pigol if there's no other reason it's possible besides this machshavas pigol. But what if I thought Machshev is Pigol during one avoda, and I thought Shalol Lishma during another avoda? So by Chatas and Pesach, that's not going to be Pigol. Because it's ruined by something other than Pigol, the Shalol Lishma thought. By Shlamim though, Shlamim Shalol Lishma is Kasher. So by Shlamim Shalol Lishma, with a Pigol thought, it's going to ruin Shlamim. So that's the Gemara's question. If you're going to pair it to Shlamim, she should have the same exact halacha as Shlamim. Just like by Shlamim, a shalo lishma thought does not take it out of the status of pigol, because it's not possible because of the shalo lishma thought. So afchad the shalo lishma emotzi b'dei pigol, and we know that's wrong, right? We know by a chat, if you think during chata shalo lishma and pigol, it does ruin pigol because you have some other problem. So what are you going to say? Oh, you learned it out from a ribui to say that's possible. So just because the makar is shlamim doesn't mean that it has to be exactly like shlamim. So the Gemara at this stage thinks it could very well be that etzpa, tfilas etzma, is mifagelis. Good. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bali Azu Shamati, in this attic, he used to learn in the attics, Bali Azu Shamati, Shetfilas Es Mefagelas. I heard, yeah, it's true. Tahi Ba, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish says to him, Klom Lamu Mihigal Elam Yishlamim, same counter. Ma Shlamim Ein Tfilas Es Mefagelas Ben, Avchados Ein Tfilas Es Mefagelas Ben, V'chiyakol Mishlamim Lamdu, Ima Shlamim Shalol Lishmane Emotzi Midei Pigal, Avchados Shalol Lishmane Emotzi Midei Pigal. Same exact shaklavataria. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina in Hakom Shlamim Shlamim Lamdu. Yes, everything is learned out from Shlamim, but as we would have said, it's only learned out from Shlamim in the parallel halachas that it has to Shlamim. But if it has differences in halacha, then you can't parallel that to Shlamim, right? Like what Shalol Lishma, it's obviously not going to parallel because Shlosh was different in the different context. But that's Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina's answer. You do learn it out from Shlamim, but as follows. All the chutzlam komo posel b'shlamim, the shalol l'shmo posel b'chatas, compared in that way. Take a machshava that ruins the carbon. Ma chutzlam komo haposel b'shlamim motzi b'dei pigol. In a problematic thought by shlamim, it would be motzi and remove its pigol status. Av shalol l'shmo posel b'chatas motzi b'dei pigol. So you do learn it from pigol, and you could say, etzba is mefagelas, just because that doesn't exist. By shlamim doesn't mean that it would be something that you can't learn. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, mitzat mitzida tavra. You have the right next to it breaks it, meaning you have an answer, you have a counter right next to it. Malachuslam kamo. How can you say have that limud? Malachuslam kamo. Aposel b'shlamim shekeinoy b'cholas vachim. Shalol lishmo is a more widespread psul. Tomar b'shalol lishmo shino noy gela b'chadas v'pez b'chadas b'vad. So again, it's not an exact parallel. Elamai is the chalameimar dover haposel b'head motzim de pigel. Something that's posel ruins the pigel status. Dover ha ma'aki b'hem and avoda that's ma'aki mivil de pigel. So achanami dover haposel b'motzim de pigel. Dover ma'aki b'mivil de pigel. So again, you can learn it out from shlamim and still have the parallel and still have the possibility of saying tefilas etzba is mifagelis. Part of the issue is, right, whenever we have a question like this, you have to go to the root of the question. So what's the nekudas hasafik here? Whether tefilas etzba is mifagelis. Is that an avoda? Right, is that part of an avoda? And you can say this in either way. The Likutei Halachas, the Chafetz Chaim on the next piece, discusses the Mishnah Lamelach. The Mishnah Lamelach has this real suffix in Psulei Mikdash and Perek Yud Aleph. Is tefilas etzba, let's say it this way, is it sof halacha, is it tchilas zrika? Or is it neither? Right? If it's neither, So then you could say that Tfilas Etzba is not going to be Mefagelis, because you need an Avoda. And this is not one of the Avodas. This is something you need to do between two of the Avodas. Or do you say, no, this is a continuation of getting it ready to do the Zrika. So it's a continuation of the Halacha. Halacha doesn't just mean my feet, but even sticking my finger in, it's part of about the pre-Zrika. Or maybe, no, this is Zrika. Part of the Zrika is sticking my finger in. Right? So that's could be part of the issue here about how do you look at Tfilas Etzba. Right? Is that a post? Is that a pre? Or is that in between? Right? Three different formulations that you can have. Let's just do one more, and then we'll stop. Amar Rav Mari, Avanan Amitanina. We also learned this in the Mishnah Maseches Menachos. Zeaklal, Kol HaKol Mitzvah Nosin Bekli, Vamolech Vamaktir. Remember, those are the four avodos of a mincha, kimitza, putting it in the kli, shareis, molech and maktir. So Bishlama Kometz, Hainu Shochet. Molech, Hainu Molech. Maktir Nami, Hainu Zorek. Three out of four are parallel. Ela Nosein Bekli, Maininu. What's the parallel to Nosein Bekli, putting the kamitza in the kli, shareis? Ilema de Dami la Kabbalah. Do you say that's similar to Kabbalah, Midami? Is it exactly parallel? Hasa Mimela, the blood shoots out by itself into the kli. Hacha iu kashaka varami. The Kohen puts the carbon mincha, puts the komets into the kli. So maybe it's not exactly parallel. So how do you know that you could be parallel? Ela kima delo sagi delo yahiv al karche avoda chashuvahi. Since, well, you have to do it, so it must be that it's called an avoda chashuva. So achanami, see here too, by tfilas etzba, kima delo sagi delo avid la karche haino alacha. Right, so maybe it's halacha. Ooh, that's an important lashon, based on what we were just talking about. Hainu halacha. That's not just a practical. It's just like halacha that is needed. Maybe it's saying it is halacha. Right, hainu halacha. So maybe that's a raya that there would be pigol by tfilas etzba. So the Gemara said, no, la'olam dedami la'kabbalah. Maybe it's like Kabbalah. And remember we said, a machshava during Kabbalah is not. Utekamrit hacha memeila hasam iu kashakal v'yav is not parallel. Kivan tivi divi di matan kliu, mali memeila, mali kashakal v'yav. What's the difference between whether you put it in or it falls in? Shouldn't be a difference, it could still be parallel to Kabbalah. It's interesting, you see from here, the Chavis Chaim points out that the Kohen has to throw the komets into the klisharis. He can't just let it fall in, sounds like. Because it sounds like this is what you do, right? Shakil v'rami, right? Not just, what if he just opens his hands and it falls in? No, it sounds like he has to actively put it in. Okay, so this is a big part of the discussions of what Tfilas Etzba is. Is it halacha? Is it Kabbalah? Somewhere in the middle. Maybe we'll talk a little more about it beginning of next time. Just to mention also, just to mention a source, there is, again, out of the sources, Machon HaMikdash put out a fat two volumes on Masechet Zvachim. Huge two volumes with pictures, with sugyas. So again, it's very highly recommended. It's not something that you could like carry around with you. It's very thick pages. It's beautiful. It brings Zvachim alive. It's called Heichal. It's called the Sha'ari Heichal. Sha'ari Heichal. Two volumes on Zvachim, but it's definitely worthwhile to at least have in a shul. If have in a shul as a reference, but definitely something to focus on. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and then we will pick up next week.